As the voice of Chicago innovation, each week we look for innovators that have set out to reshape entire industries. Joining us in studio with pizza in hand is J.R. Warner to talk about how he has managed to mix pizza and tech to build Zoom Pizza Factory, a Lincoln Park-based pizzeria, highlighting an integrated mobile app which will recognize your proximity to the restaurant and begin the pizza process so that when you walk in the door, your pizza is ready to eat. I'm Scott Catoon, and it's time to start talking about tomorrow's business today. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Scott.
Thanks, JR, thank you for the pizza.
Hey, no problem.
I'm sitting here working. I'm watching everybody else eat all this pizza.
You can still smell it, though.
Yeah, that's why I'm going crazy over here. You can come back here anytime. You can do a show every week if you want to.
Hey, happy to be here.
So walk us through Zoom Pizza a little bit. This is so, you know, obviously you've talked about being on the show. We talked to a lot of tech companies and Inside Chicago Tech. And I wanted to put you under the Inside Chicago Tech, but I couldn't figure out if you're tech or you're an innovator, you're in the middle. This is awesome.
Yeah, we joke about that. I look at us as a tech company. We just happen to, our product is these amazing pizzerias that serve out this high quality pizza incredibly fast. But we have infused tech throughout the whole process in a way that fits your life as opposed to the other way around. Yeah. So there's a fast casual pizza boom going on right now. A lot of people trying to serve pizza 5 minutes, but they're all the same and they're all not very good, but luckily for them, it's like the old joke goes about pizza. Pizza's like sex, right? Even bad sex is kind of good. Yeah, even bad pizza is still kind of good. But we want to get closer to the Chicago style thin crust, and to do that, we had to invent some things that didn't exist previously, and technology is kind of where it came into play.
I think it's really awesome. Like I said, I hope to taste it soon here. It certainly smells great. What kind of got you? What got you jazzed about the idea of wrapping an app around it? I mean, obviously, I know it's popularity, but to go the actual step of building a company that is, heavily, I mean, you lose the app and then it's just a pizza joint. Obviously, the pizza's great, but I mean, you got to...
Yeah, we spent about 3 years looking at industry trends and where the market was going. So not only did we develop the app, we also have a process that is all mobile dedicated inside. So a lot of these places are trying to tack on apps to existing in-store processes.
It does not work very well.
It's a bottleneck, right? Yeah. It's just everyone's just coming through the head the same line. So we actually have a separate dedicated mobile area. And then we have the app, which we believe will be about half of the ordering population here in the next 5 years or so. So by you using your mobile device, whether you're in-store, instead of going up to the line, you can just come in, sit down, order on your phone. You'll get your pizza in about 7 minutes in a separately prepped area that's dedicated just to the mobile orders. Or we track your progress. So you can order it right now, even if you don't come until 6 o'clock at night. We know when you're going to arrive, so it's second nature. When you're hungry, you have an inkling for pizza, pull out the phone, 5 seconds. If it's something that you've actually ordered in the past, it's 2 clicks. And then you just come and pick it up whenever you're ready, and it'll be the freshest you could possibly get it because it's coming right out the oven as you walk in the door.
And that's the thing I think is really cool about this because, a lot of the food apps and not just individual restaurants and delivery apps, but just in general, it's essentially replace the need for me to pick up the phone and just call ahead.
Exactly.
It doesn't really actually make a big difference. This is something where it's like actually a part of the process. Like the actual, the food intake consumption process is all here. I get to build my pizza, the whole, whole shebang, and it's on my schedule. And in fact, I don't even have to be thinking about it. I can just be buzzing by and you go ping.
That's right. Exactly right. Yeah. So we have beaconing technology. We know your geolocation. We have the ability to push messages out to you, but that's a slippery slope right now. So right now we're more passive. We allow you the opportunity to order whenever you want and come in and get it, and the rest is academic after that. Just enjoy your pizza.
So I know I will definitely enjoy some pizza. One of the things, you mentioned that, and I actually wanted to have that conversation with you. So I've worked for a handful of companies that are in the mobile ping the hell out of you space, because they've got GPS and geolocation tools on their app. It is a tremendous marketing tool. It can be. It could also turn people off.
Exactly.
Obviously, like you said, we're treading lightly right now. People are actively downloading your app, so they have already given sort of the welcome, right? We're okay with hearing from Zoom. Have you figured out how to make, because, you're sitting there with an opportunity to get a very large user base, or at least, within your local area, a very large user base that you have the ability to communicate with pretty much throughout the day. It's just that value add. Like, are we giving coupons? Like, what are we doing for their time? You've got to give them something. If you're going to, enter their phone, you got to give them something in return. But you really have an opportunity to not only run a very cool business, which is great, but a really unique marketing style.
Yeah, exactly right. But that is the hardest part as a retailer, is trying to figure out what is that value added content that actually is not disruptive and adds value to your life as a consumer. So right now we are really monitoring your patterns more or less and seeing how frequently you go by, what you order, when you typically order it, and if you forget something or we're able to remind you, you know, hey, it's Pizza Friday, you typically order these four pizzas, you want us to get it started for you. It's that type of helpful reminder as opposed to you just pulling up your phone when you go by, yeah. $5 off a pizza, here's a free drink, come inside. I mean, that doesn't enhance your life. We're trying to use it in a way that actually enhances your life and fits your lifestyle and reminds you for certain things, not just tries to get you in the door and sell you something.
I think it's a great idea. I'll tell you what, I'm going to give you some free advice, which it's always worth nothing because it's free. It's for pizza. It's a trade for pizza. And I'll attach it to a funny little story about a company that I was working for that actually had a bunch of pubs in Ireland. Have you heard of the term geoconquesting?
No.
Okay, so you can get an idea where this is going. The way that this worked for the Irish pub is the guy had an app. This was like 4 years ago, so they had like really like the beginning of GPS location
right.
stuff. And he set a proximity circle, a geo circle around a competitor's pub. And every single time that he saw the people who had downloaded his app go into that pub, he'd have a circle around it, and they would get a ping that if they bring the receipt for halftime of the soccer game, he would give them free appetizers.
Nice.
My recommendation is to not abuse the marketing by sending, you know, pings to everyone who comes walking by your shop, but rather, once you know you've got a good, you know, group of people, when you see more than one person in a competing pizzeria nearby or anywhere, you can set the GPS circle anywhere you want, send them a ping with an offer to bring the receipt or the box for the pizza they just ate to your shop.
I love it. The beauty of that, we could test it out too to see, you know, I'll come on next month and let you know if it worked or not.
But you have to.
It's like pizza espionage at that point, right?
It's a little bit. There's some arbitrage. There's a little bit of espionage. You know, but I'm telling you, and it's called geoconquesting, so I recommend you literally send the messages over top of your competitors and then like hashtag it geoconquest. Zoom. Nice. You got hashtag geoconquest.
You got zoomed. Yeah.
You got zoomed.
Dear to pizza. Perfect.
Totally zoomed in. This is awesome. What's, you know, you got the Lincoln Park, right?
Yep, Lincoln Park. We're looking at two more locations in the loop to open up this year sometime. And it's all about, you know, the fastest, freshest pizza you could possibly get. The app is our own technology, but we also have our state-of-the-art oven that we developed ourselves over about a three-year process that is a stone conveyor, which stone's important to the pizza process.
Sure.
But a normal hearth is just blocking the amount of pizza you could cook per hour. So this is a constant flow, allows us to enable everything we do. And, we're ready to serve. So it's perfect.
Very cool. Thank you so much, JR, for coming in the show today telling us a little bit about Zoom and bringing us those pizzas. I cannot wait to get in there. If people have eaten it all, I swear.
I think there's one slice left for you.
Oh, my God. I'll be so mad. Where exactly is the Lincoln Park location so people can stop by?
It's 2156 North Clybourne Avenue. That's the corners of Clybourne and Southport.
And this is important. Where do they download the app?
Zoom Pizza Factory. Is on Google Play as well as the App Store. And there's plenty of free parking around the area, so come on down. We're waiting for you.
I hope people do check it out and let us know for sure what you thought of it and what you thought of the experience. We'll have you back after you've geoconquested some people.
Perfect. Thanks, Scott.
Of course. You can watch this episode and more on Advisor TV, stream us on the WGN Plus and River Radio app, or download each episode on iTunes. And remember to stay connected by following us on Twitter at TVT on WGN. Boom, that's a wrap.